Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We do have a bunch of breaking news. I'll get to that one in the next segment. We're in overdrive. We're live. Thank you for holding. David in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've been wondering about a possible big solution. I've been wondering if it's possible to make a mailing list of the top, say, 100,000 influential people in the country, fundraise a few hundred thousand, and then mail them your upcoming DVD, The Obama Deception. I've seen this kind of thing work, these campaigns, in other nonprofit organizations, so I was just wondering about
that. No, you're right. I just don't know if I personally have the organizational skills. I could probably partner with the folks that put out Dreams of My Real Father. I know they did something similar. Usually it's like films about being scared of Muslims, but then they don't tell you that the government actually runs the radical Muslims. But I know that's been done a lot. And then I would like to hit the 100,000 influential authoritarian liberals, because not all of them are consciously authoritarians, and hit the so-called conservatives. Because, you know, we're always like hitting conservatives to wake them up. But once a Republican gets in, they'll put up with the very same tyranny. I got to say, though, with Obama, I'm even amazed how bad it is. I mean, I'm surprised he's gotten away with this much. But I guess they've got NSA blackmail is the intel we've got. But that's a great idea.
Well, if you ever need any help running that campaign, I've done these before for other groups. You can have me do it part-time here remote.
Sure. Give us your name and number, and we'll try to give you Rob Dew's private email and send that. Yes, that's what I need is help, expertise, because I'm busy trying to cover the news and research that, and then I've got to run everything else. But I'm not doing a money bomb this year because we've been able to raise enough money with high-quality products to be able to pay for the rollout, the expansion, and the TV stuff, at least for now. We're doing a little bit better than we were. We've been cash-strapped last year, but we've done some other things, brought in some new products that have helped us out. I like the dash cams and the great Nation Iodine and the ProPure water filters and sponsorship and stuff. But yes, you know, I gave $100,000 to the winner of the films exposing the tyranny, but I don't have the money to do that again. We could probably do a fundraiser. People would give to that to say send 5 copies to every member of Congress, and that would be how many thousands? That'd be like 3,000 copies or so to send those to Congress, and then maybe send some to all the members of all the state houses, and that does have a big effect. And then say send it. That's a great idea. How much will we need to raise to do that? I think to send out about 100,000 DVDs at cost with all the shipping and everything, I'd probably have to raise what, $500,000? How would that work?
Well, if you can get those out at wholesale cost, then you can probably do it for $1 or $2 per shipping. And I've done these on a big scale. I have a lot of experience on this. I'd be more than happy to help you out on it. I've worked with one group that had devastating results. It's very effective. You also want to get it out to police chiefs. You want to get it out to educators. You want to get it out to colleges and universities. You want to get it out maybe possibly even hospitals for the, you know, the.
Well, how do you do it that inexpensive? I mean, if I print 20,000 DVDs, they're like 70 cents a piece. I mean, so like the DVD, the packaging, you really think you can mail it out for $2 a piece? Wow, that's awesome. So we could fund that with $150,000 then.
Yeah, I've seen, well, the group I worked with actually purchased their own manufacturing equipment, so they had really low rates on their manufacturing cost, and it was an amazing campaign. I'd be happy to run this all for you.
I tell you what, sir, send us your bio and that you've run these campaigns, and we'll try to work it out and hire you. I've thought about that for a decade and just never had the money or the, I'm too busy trying to make the film, but yes, that's what I want. Because instead of just putting it on YouTube and 20 million people see it, and you know, maybe 50,000 of our listeners buy a DVD, it pays for the film, which is great, and they make copies, give it to people. We always have the copy thing where people can make copies. That is a great idea. I want to do it. What's your? You want to be public, David? What's your full name?
Sure, go ahead, David Potter.
All right, David, we're going to give us your info, your name and number, and I'll give you the private email during the break, and we'll put you up on the big board to make sure that happens.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars.com is down right now. You don't see that too often. We're redesigning the sites right now, so this is making them even better. We'll see what happens with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Getting into the other news that's out. The New York Times is reporting on what I told you years ago the plan was, because they were public about it on C-SPAN. Security check now starts before you fly. And they're going to use anything like claiming you haven't paid the IRS and I'll let you fly. There's no judge, there's no jury, they'll just put you on a no-fly list. So this is the total authoritarian enslavement. And the New York Times reports on it like it's fun and safe. And they're going to go through a wide array of government and private databases, mainlining NSA, like car registrations and employment information. So there's the mission creep of the new secret police toilet attendant group that is going to rule our lives and run checkpoints. And if you make a joke about it, they're going to arrest you. So that is the word. Total tyranny. Just bow down, get ready, and they're going to take your pension funds too, and just worship them. Worship them. Continuing here with some of the other news that is coming out. Ted Cruz is being attacked, and the website is being run by Nigerian email scammers. That's right, and still no one is able to sign up for it. People that say they have think they have. So they go, oh, I signed up, I'm getting it. And they're going to go, oh, yes. So Cruz says Nigerian email scammers running Obamacare website. And, of course, he's comparing it to that. They're not actually doing it. The glitches, he compared it, to the Nigerian email scammers, which people still think is real, by the way. I talk about that a lot because that really is what it's like. And, by the way, if you can't even sign up on it, what happens once there's claims? And I got to tell you, Dr. Blaylock, 6 years ago, when Obama was first elected or about to be elected, he was president-elect, he said, you watch, none of it's going to work. It's designed to wreck everything. And my dad is, well, not anymore. He's phasing it out. In fact, he's 95% of it now. He's a healthcare consultant. And he said, no, the way this is written, you cannot take Medicare and Medicaid and not break a law. And they actually come in and tell the big providers, they go, play ball and be our friends and do what we want, and we won't indict you. We won't take over everything right now. Just do what we say. And people are like, whoa, man, I'm going to retire early. Whoa. And they're like, good, that's what we wanted anyways. Get out of here. And so, I mean, and they're in there, boy. Now they're over your records and over your money. And the yeah. They love it. They love it. And don't complain about it or you're racist. But Obama has now called up Verizon saying that he wants them to fix it. The Spanish website's completely down. Well, I mean, who even needs that? The Spanish site is completely down. In fact, let's click on that and show them that it's down. And continuing here, the world is spending $1 billion per day to tackle global warming that doesn't exist. The world has cooled down. There's a crop of Ted Cruz candidates emerging in 2014. Very exciting. So they're demonizing him right now, including from the Liberty Movement, pointing out that his wife has worked in a division that has been connected to Goldman Sachs. And we know he's a big corporate lawyer. I care about how he votes to defend the Second Amendment, how he barely beat stuff with his vote. I care how he votes to defend our republic and our sovereignty and not legalize 30 million illegals, how he criticizes Obamacare and has filibusters. And the minute Ted Cruz ever deviates off that, then what his wife has done in the past will be a pertinence. But they're now, and I'm not saying it's bad to point out what his wife's doing. We should watch it. But that's why we didn't support him really up front when he was running for Senate. I mean, we supported him over David Dewhurst because he's so horrible, and we know he's bad with Gardasil and TSA groping us and blocking the state law on that. So I supported him but held my nose with a proviso. But I've really been watching Cruz closely, and I like him. I know Rand Paul's good. And look, nobody is going to be perfect. I don't play politics, but they would have gotten their gun control if it wasn't for Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. And all of you out there. So I'm just saying, you know, down the road, if I find somebody better than Ted Cruz or Rand Paul, I'll support them over them, even if it was somebody better. Good luck on that. We got Dianne Feinstein to deal with. We got Joe Biden. We got Michael Moore. I mean, these, I knew this a long time ago, but now I really know it and I'm sure of it. They are flaming authoritarians. They know they're taking over. They know they're evil. They are gangsters following a psych warfare script. They are pigs. They are mercenaries. They are globalist usurpers. Let's go ahead and go to a phone call. Antonio in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Thank you.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, brother. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I was just calling to ask your opinion on something I heard about his comet ISON. I don't know if you heard. This is kind of drumming up a lot of things here, man. I'm like the resident kind of conspiracy theorist, and my brother-in-law called me this past weekend and said, have you heard anything about it? And so I looked into it, and honestly, what I found out about it was there is a lot of propaganda going on. There's a lot of hype. This comet ISON is supposed to create this EMP blast and what have you. But and I just wanted to call to really kind of be grateful for you because I've been listening to you for so long, you allowed me to really decipher some of the stuff that I was hearing that, you know, because they have these hour-long things going on of how it really is kind of like 2012 into the world kind of stuff. But I found this guy who was an astrophysicist, James McCanney, who actually, because of you, I was able to decipher that this guy actually has some truth. And what he was saying is, which I found very interesting, is that the comet is doing some crazy stuff in there. It's approaching Mercury, and this upcoming drill that's going to be happening in November is the same day that they're that this comet is going to be approaching Mercury and going causing the planet to go comet, and after that it plunges into the sun. And I believe what he is saying is that the government possibly could use this as an excuse to, you know, kind of shut things down.
Well, sir, listen, I appreciate your call. Good points. You know, you sound really excited about this stuff, and I would be too, because we know if you look at the moon or you look at Earth from satellite, there's craters everywhere. And we get hit every 100 years or so by giant meteorites or asteroids, comets. But I don't think, look, there's too many amateur astronomists or too many amateur astronomers. They're watching everything. It's amateur astronomers. I can't even talk now. I'm so tired. Astronomers that are the ones that are finding almost all the comets and asteroids and things now. Not the radio telescopes, none of it. And it is a perennial book you can sell. And I'm not saying who you're even talking about is a bad guy. As I've heard him, I think he's interesting, and he might be right. But, I mean, I have to every year tell someone, no, it's not Planet X. No, it's not the end of the world. No, this comet isn't going to hit us. No, this isn't going to happen. And I just think it's a bunch of hype. Now, there's a comet coming in about a month. They say maybe the biggest ever seen. Ion, I think, is the name of it. Ison. And that's certainly interesting. But and its tail may come across us and may blow out some satellites. Hell, a comet might hit us and blow up like it did in the Yucatan Peninsula and throw up a shroud of dirt that kills the dinosaurs. I don't know. I mean, I'm saying this stuff does happen, but if there's some giant planetoid coming in or a comet or whatever, you're going to see it. And a comet hitting a gas giant when they've hit Jupiter and Saturn and things and have been observable, it doesn't do anything to our weather. It doesn't affect us. But there you go. Sam in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, I'm a sheriff's deputy. I don't want to say exactly what county I work in, but really disturbing this year. We had in-service, which we have to take every year, and the Department of Homeland Security come in to help with our in-service. Basically, we had 4 hours of class with the Department of Homeland Security, and I don't want to sound racist or anything, but there was no Muslim Brotherhood. There was nothing about Mexican cartels, you know, Black Panthers or nothing. It was basically what they was pointing out was that they was going after basically like the Tea Party people, the Oath Keepers, the Obama birth certificate people and everything.
Yes, sir. That is the official manuals where all they say the number one threat is returning veterans, gun owners, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, and then they use the IRS on us illegally when we're just Americans. They are the criminals doing that. So how did that go over in your in-service training by the feds?
Well, I mean, as far as us, all of our guys in the sheriff's department, we were so mad, we was seeing red. And it was all I could do to hold back a lot of questions and everything because, you know, I didn't want to.
No. It's good you don't do anything because the feds are there assessing you during these meetings. And a lot of the feds aren't bad people, but the ones they send to those are Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL operatives, fifth column. And I know this from the inside. They are marking you in a file if you don't say you love communism, basically. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically they set up like a gun show and stuff, and they're really after our Second Amendment rights and everything. And they send Homeland Security ATF agents stuff inside of gun shows, and they try to perpetrate people to act out, you know, to try and get them to talk about the government, to try to, you know, get people in, you know, in hot water.
Hold on, say that again. Did you say they've got TSA people in the gun shows? Wow.
No, it's more the Department of Homeland Security and everything has a lot of people in the gun shows anymore to try to get people talking bad about the government, to try to get them, you know, just to get people on the list and everything. And it's really appalling what they're doing with our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, what they are is they're secret police going around trying to put people in databases. Good, let's put all them in databases. I mean, let's expose the criminals that have seized our government that are saying that people that want to keep America free are bad. I mean, they've indicted themselves. They are the villains. And they think they're appealed to authority because they're the establishment that then they're allowed to sit there in an army manual and say George Washington is bad. This is disgusting. And no, you're right. Of course there's no Muslim Brotherhood and there's no Al-Qaeda and stuff in there now, because they're now, they run those groups. They now are moving over. The communists that the globalists use to take over have always been allied with the radical Muslims. That is a fact. And folks, we're in the middle of a pincer attack here. They want to play us off against normal Muslims who have nothing to do with this. The really radical ones work for the globalists. But let me shut up and have you make any other points from Tennessee as a sheriff's deputy that folks might want to know what's going on.
Well, let all the listeners know there's a lot of good county police officers out there. There's a lot of good deputies out there that, you know, we took our oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, and that's what I'm going to do. And the day they start having me go against the people of this great nation that we have, or ask us to go and start taking people's guns, the day that I turn my badge in.
Well, God bless you, sir. The problem is that day may be coming. And look, everybody shouldn't feel bad, though, if it comes to this, or whatever we've got to do, because we didn't start this. We're not looking for it. And we're not bad, and I'm sick of hearing we're bad. They're the bad people telling us we're guilty of something when statistically the real Tea Party, the libertarians, the constitutionalists, and returning veterans have the lowest crime rate in this country. And they know we're the good guys. They're the bad guys. I mean, it's real simple. They're the bad guys. Everything they do is evil, saying we're bad. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry right there, isn't it? He's gone. Makes me sick. I've psychoanalyzed why I'm always blowing up. Because I'm not happy about this. I'm not out looking for some fight with foreign banks that run giant death squads. I'm not looking for are you kidding? Man, I was a libertarian, constitutionalist, mainline, right-wing Republican who they were trying to ban guns in Texas, most guns, and ban junior shooting sports. And I was only a few years out of high school and, you know, had been involved in stuff like that. And they were trying to get rid of property rights, and I went and got involved. And then I found out about everything else. And we are the ones that are being usurped here. And they are trying to wreck the country on record. And when I heard Dr. Blaylock, who's incredibly smart and been involved in medical management and running a health department at a major university, when I heard a top brain surgeon, he's invented a whole bunch of the most commonly used new procedures in brain surgery. I mean, he's a super brain surgeon. And I remember him 6 years ago going, they will bankrupt it, none of it will work by design, then they'll move to the next phase. That guy has read like hundreds of books about communist history, eugenics history, and everything. We got to get Blaylock back on. And I remember going, come on, they just want to socialize it to control people and have death panels. They're not going to totally wreck everything. And he said, no, they want to blow out our political and financial engine. They've almost already brought it, and just, it all came true. I mean, I don't blame the public for not believing this stuff, because I can't believe it. I can't believe it's declassified army manual bad-mouthing the founding fathers and saying, you know, they're preparing for war with the Tea Party. So I don't blame anybody for not believing us, okay? I don't blame you. And let me tell you something. I don't blame you for thinking I'm a liar that vaccines have, quote, adverse effects, because they say on the news they have no side effects when the insert says they can kill you. I don't blame you thinking I'm a liar, because when you find out they're lying to you, you're going to have to rethink everything. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. James in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. I'm a younger listener. I'm 19 years old, and I've been listening to your show for about 6 months now, and I've been awake for about a year, and I just wanted to give you a little insight on the younger community that's like growing up in this age of globalism, and how we're all being suppressed by like the college and stuff. Everybody in the education system is just pushing down just liberalism in general. And
yeah, authoritarianism, that's because you're their food. See, they've told all the yuppies and people and all the baby boomers, you're going to have to enslave, because there's less of them than there are of the baby boomers, you're going to have to enslave the young people to pay for all your giant pensions and stuff. Of course, the bankers are going to steal all that, because they want to politically control people. They've done this in other countries. We know where we are on the program. I mean, it's like we're reading a movie script or something, or a program at a play. We know what's coming up next in Romeo and Juliet. We know what's coming up next. So, yes, sir. And it's the young people bamboozled by the young, trendy, hip, black president. Well, he's not even really black in my view. More like some space alien, you know, yuppie or something. And he's there just ramming this down as the front man, and they're all dancing, feeling trendy and stuff, having no idea they're being shut up. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm ranting.
I agree with you full-heartedly, but there are people that are starting to see what's going on. Like, it's just obvious now. The propaganda in the textbooks are getting really bad. In my textbook for this government class that I'm taking this semester, it's going over the Bill of Rights, and where it comes to the Second Amendment, it's all just propaganda about school shootings. It doesn't even go over the Second Amendment. It just talks about shootings that have happened with guns. It's quite, frankly.
Yeah, what they do is they create the perception of mass shootings increasing, when mass shootings, even adding gang-related, are slightly up the last 10 years, down since 1992, but overall crime with gun is down 49%. So the truth is, overall, people using guns in criminal activity, home invasions, carjackings, every other major crime, carjackings are down over 80% nationwide. Look it up. You know why? Because they know people are packing. You know where they're up? Chicago, New York, D.C. Man, if I lived in D.C., I'd be breaking the law all day. I mean, it's better to be, tried by nine than, buried by six. What's the saying? It's, Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's better. I mean, I'm just, plus I wouldn't live there. Well, God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, James. Just fight back however you can, my friend. Speak out. We're making Obama Deception 2 to try to expose it to people. And we're showing the first Obama Deception. They'll see it and go, wow, this all came true. Tell them about the radio show. But listen, it seems like yesterday I was 15 years old. I'm 40 in a couple of months. I'll be 80 before I know it. You think you're different because you're young. You're going to wake up and be an old man. And all you young people see what anybody who's older is up here saying. And they go, oh, that's some old guy with that gravelly voice. I'm not an old guy. I'm just a human being just like you. I bet I know how to have more fun than you do. Let's go ahead and talk to Julian in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Pretty good, my friend. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I appreciate everything you're doing. I know the extra time you're putting into this, all the time you take to talk to everybody and stuff. But I wanted to point out something. You talk about GMOs, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you are what you eat, basically. HEB is a big supermarket, basically, in Texas. I'm pretty sure you know that, right?
Yes, absolutely. It stands for Howard E. Butts.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if anybody's brought this point up, but I was going to bring the idea of starting a petition to have GMOs labeled in HEBs.
I agree, because we can't get it done at the state level anywhere, because lobby those companies to make it more clear and better. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and I live in a small town just 20 minutes away from Brownsville. It's called Harlingen, and all we have is a Walmart and an HEB, and a Costco is being built. And I'm pretty sure Walmart is filling us with crap, you know, stuff filled with
GMOs. Well, there's no doubt HEB is better than Walmart. God bless you. I got to jump. By the way, my grandmother was asked out by Howard E. Butts, that owns that giant chain at Baylor University, and did not do it. And I'm glad she didn't, or I would not exist. Instead, she decided to go out with the football player from the University of Texas, who was roommating with Tom Landry. Isn't that weird? Oh, this is a small world, man. Anyways, my grandma also knew LBJ's hitman. That's another story. You know what? I'm out of time, folks. My grandmother's still alive. She's 90 years old. I need to go over there and see her. She just had her birthday. Kenny and Doug and Anthony, I'm out of time. I've done 3.5 hours. I'm a little bit dingy. I shot the 50 cal, hip held. Felt great. Shot a whole bunch of rounds. Totally threw my back out. I got out of bed this morning, and I've never had it before where my muscles are all tensed up, and I'm like, I've really messed myself up. So the real pain begins getting out of this chair here in a minute. But That's with McAfee. We're going to have some of the interview out tonight, but the shooting will be tomorrow, maybe even on the radio show / TV or maybe the nightly news, but that's going to be newsmaking. We got McAfee shooting a 50 handheld.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic. I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars House. It's Alex Jones.
I want to give the toll-free number out for radio listeners to join us on any subject you wish to discuss, anything. Questions, comments, agree, disagree, wide-open phones, long-time callers, first-time callers, you name it, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Again, that number, 800-259-9231. Let me hit some of the news. Now that I've gone off on that long breakdown of just some of the police state things that are developing, here's a story up on drudgereport.com in the middle column. It's also up on Infowars.com. Homeland Security spends $80 million on armed guards for civil disturbances. IRS buildings to be protected. What is the federal government preparing for? Paul Watson asked. This is from the Federal Business Opportunities website. The same place we learned about $2 million for paper targets of children, where they train to shoot small children, called No More Hesitation. Continuing here, IRS buildings to be protected. The Department of Homeland Security is set to spend $80 million on hiring a raft of armed guards to protect IRS and other government buildings in upstate New York during public demonstrations. That's just in New York State, folks. That's just one of these contracts. And civil disturbances, these are quotes. Once again, prompting concerns that the federal agency is preparing for food stamp riots, anti-tax demonstrations, or some other form of domestic unrest. Yeah, they're cutting the food stamps massively coming up in just a few months. In fact, the cuts kick in actually next month. Time is just flying in the middle of November. And notice it has nothing to do with the government shutdown, any of it. They are now getting ready to start cutting the, quote, social safety net because they've already domesticated you. They've already fattened you up. They've already gotten you where you don't know how to work. They've already shut down the jobs. They've already shipped them to China. General Motors has left. Detroit has collapsed. They've already brought in the illegals to drive down the wages. And everything's being maneuvered now for huge cuts to welfare, food stamps, you name it, because the country is bankrupt. But don't worry, it's not going to be allowed to pay off its debts because we've been signed on to debts that aren't ours in the derivatives. The bankers, though, just now want to create the social explosion, so Homeland Security and the armored vehicles and the checkpoints and the emergency centers can all be tested out. And whether it's this year, next year, or 2 years down the road, we are entering into a designed collapse. And the areas like Chicago, New York, D.C., where they've taken all the guns, are going to see unbelievable social unrest under this. It's already going on. The crime is already exploding in all the globalist-held territories. And they hope to disarm everybody, but at least they can deindustrialize us, shut our power plants off, shut down our jobs, raise the taxes, pass the health care to bankrupt the health care industry. This is all meant to destroy areas they don't control. Because remember, the globalists are exempt from everything. The taxes, the regulations, they have diplomatic immunity. These big hedge fund managers have UN diplomatic immunity. The UN people have diplomatic immunity. There's hundreds of thousands with diplomatic immunity. They're now extending a kind of diplomatic immunity light to paramilitaries, to police, to others. This is their criminal time. This is their total takeover. And it's going to be hellish. That's all I can say. Now, we may be able to get the word out, and they may back off, though, at least partially. The problem is the globalists have already committed this doomsday machine, is what I'd call it, this perpetual chaos machine has been so committed now, so rolled out, so implemented, that there's no putting it back in the box. But they could scale it back, they could curtail it. And I would advise the globalists to do that. It isn't hype. Every one of our sources, from Ron Paul to Stuart Rhodes to myself to countless others who make contact with the military, active duty and recently retired but also long-term retired, say that just a couple of years ago it was 40-50% of the overall military was awake. Now it's 50% of enlisted, newly enlisted, probably 60-70% of long-time enlisted, and 70-85% of special warfare PSYOPs is more like 85%. Because imagine you're in PSYOPs, and all the old PSYOPs were to discredit tyranny, discredit communism, discredit collectivism, discredit North Korea, discredit Russia, because those were tyrannies and enemies. Now they get their manuals, and it's discredit the family, discredit local government, discredit gun owners, discredit veterans. And I mean, we have these manuals. They've been leaked to us. Some are public. And imagine you're sitting around in PSYOPs going, okay, we're now supposed to engage in domestic operations, and our target is the American people? And they still have the window dressing of, well, we're doing IED training and Kim Bio training, NBC training, in case Al-Qaeda hits. That was always the public facade of the military rollout. And to get the military to go along with it, with the EOD teams, ordnance disposal. But there was always, going back even to Reagan in 1987 when this first started, I talked to a Marine Corps major who retired early out of the Marines from Space Command, and total black government, total shadow government. And he started a successful computer company and stuff, and he was so mad running into an Army checkpoint, this is like 12 years ago, before 9/11, on I-35 in Kyle. And he'd been a Marine, got out of that, then he'd been a cop for a while, didn't like that. And then went and started a computer company, and I visited him in his nice house with his wife and family. He only showed me the unclassified stuff, but him and Space Command and all the rest of it. And he rode up to this Army checkpoint wanting to search people. This is in the film Endgame. Or not Endgame, of Road to Tyranny. There's a short excerpt, the full interview's online. And he said, the Army, you're searching people? Is there a threat? And they go, no, it's just a drill. And he knew what it was. And he had been on SWAT team raids when he was just a Marine Corps sergeant. He had been on SWAT team raids, or maybe it was I forget. The point was, he'd been on SWAT team raids of gun dealers' homes with the ATF in Virginia. And that was in the late 80s. And because he participated in shadow government operations, they kicked him up to a higher rank. And he went to Space Command. He wouldn't tell me about that, but he said, oh, yeah, it's pretty incredible. And, of course, I already know from Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of Star Wars, what they have. I mean, they've just got fleets of robot, they look like stealth bombers in orbit with all sorts of weapons. I mean, that's why the globalists are so arrogant, is my point. And I don't know why I just digressed off into that. My point is that it's aimed at us. It's always been aimed at us. They've always been training to take us on. I've been to Marine Corps drills where they actually let me in, and then the Colonel Love saw me there. Colonel Love was his name, and freaked out, and they had me thrown out. But we had other citizen tours they were giving in the California-Oakland takeover, and so that's how we got the footage of them training to take Americans' guns door-to-door and then execute militia leaders. I mean, what do you think the Marines really do in Fallujah and in Iraq? Or what do you think they really did when they were fighting the Taliban going into villages? They kill everyone. Just war crime up one side and down the other. And the colonel, the generals were on the ship on the Coronado, but the colonel was in charge of the ground landing with troops from 8 different nations training to fight the American people. And we later learned the drill was for a North Carolina or Georgia-type invasion of the South, which we now know they've been drilling for 20 years, where they think they may get resistance to gun confiscation. And it didn't matter. We got the footage. We've got the footage of what you're planning. That was 1999. Operation Urban Warrior, 1999. Its symbol was a dragon coming out of the ocean and attacking a U.S. city. They even got a patch for the mission. Type in Operation Urban Warrior 1999. It's a big green dragon. You guys can find it. And imagine, I'm just a regular guy. I want to warn people. So I get on the air and I start saying, okay, here's the footage. Okay, this is going on. And then the Marines, reportedly, along with other government people, call the home corporate office of Shamrock Communications. That was, I think, in like Scranton, Ohio. And they fly out and they go, you're not to talk bad about the Marines anymore. you're not to talk bad about the government anymore or Waco anymore or Bill Clinton anymore, or you're fired. And I said, well, I can't. So a while later, they fired me. They gave me like 9 weeks to quit and kept saying, we're going to fire you. We're going to fire you. We're going to fire you. I mean, I've had the Marines have me kicked off the radio in America. Okay, I mean, they've been psyoping and operating domestically since Smedley Butler's time, and he blew the whistle on that, a plan to use the Marines for a military coup and to bring in fascism. And that got stopped in the 30s, and we're going to stop it again, ladies and gentlemen. So the average Marine is a great person. The average Army soldier is a great person. I know they try to teach them in briefings that I'm anti-Marine or I'm anti-Army, and that actually has backfired on them. In fact, I finally reverse-engineered that I'm going to your phone calls. Why our show originally got so popular, one of the biggest things was this. A, it was accurate. B, it was original. But C, and most importantly, we had patriot supporters out there that knew we were being hardcore about the truth and were telling the truth. A, B, C, D, but D is very important as well. They did, by the late 90s, briefings in the Army and the Marines and the Air Force, and then later even other subservices, where they would find one of my films or a recording on cassette or CD or whatever, and they would call everyone in and say, this man is an enemy, this man is a liar, this man is dangerous, he tells a colonel of the truth, don't listen to him, he's anti-American. What do you think everybody did when they heard that? They all went and tuned in. Because we used to see the traffic coming in and going, half the visits to our website are the military and the government. And it wasn't the government even spying on us. I mean, sure, a small percentage of it was that. It was the military listening because they had been told, don't listen to this. And now I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, we are the number one show in the military. The number one show that they're listening to. And they know I don't have all the answers and I don't know everything. I'm just a regular guy, like they are. But they can go see everything I'm telling them is in their manuals. They know everything I'm talking about is accurate. They can have a different take on it, a different perspective. But I'm just telling the truth here, folks. I just witnessed Marines training to take our guns and saying it was for America and is my patriotic duty to go out and warn people. The rest is up to you. It isn't about Alex Jones. But let me go over this news. Homeland Security spends $80 million on armed guards for civil disturbances just in New York alone. According to a solicitation posted on Federal Business Opportunities website, the Federal Protective Services, the unit of the DHS, is looking for a contractor to supply armed protective security guards to guard a variety of government buildings in the region, including IRS buildings, during tax season. Yeah, when you get that $5,000 fee, $3,000 to $5,000 fee, well, I guess if it's a household that's more than $5,000, they think you're going to get mad. Now, I've told you, whenever they have any type of demonstrations going on, they park armored vehicles in front of the entrances of the IRS here in Austin. I mean, because they are an occupying army that works for offshore banks. I mean, the offshore bankers know they're involved in a criminal takeover of America. Do you think they're arming to the teeth against us? Of course they are. And now I know for a fact that the senior people at the IRS here in Austin, the biggest IRS center in the country, it's like for five states, I know for a fact they're listening and know it's true and now know that all the big rich guys are exempt and they really feel bad. The IRS used to think taking all ladies' houses on average was really to run the country and stuff. Now they know it's all a way to destroy America, the power to tax, the power to destroy. They have the lowest morale ever. They're trying to get rid of people entirely, go right to computers and digital stuff to just grab the money out of your account. They're not even going to go through some IRS court thing now. They're just going to take your money, just like Cyprus. And the IRS folks have been told, they've already laid off half of them who thought they were seasonal. They're told, you're never coming back. And now the word is, from a very high-level source, within 3 years, you're going to have 10% of the people at the IRS you did. So they're not going to have jobs either. See how this works? It's all going to be automated. What, you think they ship everything to India because they like Indians? That's the cheapest humans they can find is in India. As many people in India now as there is in China. Even poorer and smart. You think you can compete with them? Just as smart as you or smarter, living in the street by day or by night and working in the building by day. A lot of Indians are happy just to go in and work all day at a computer center because they go and, you know, 8-9 people live in a one-room deal with no windows and might be lucky they get one meal a day, so they like to sleep at their desk. Think you can compete with that? Well, guess what? Soon you won't even be competing with them. Soon you'll be competing with computers that just take it out of your bank account, and that's what the whole NSA Obamacare. The Obamacare computers interface with the Know Your Customer and are going to take everything out of your bank account. And even when you pay with cash, you're going to have to show your driver's license, and it's going to be put in a database on you to see if you, quote, have been doing any underground economy trying to survive. And then they're going to come and they're going to arrest you. They're going to send a paramilitary team stacked up 10 deep at your house, and if you resist, they're going to kill you. So this is the design destruction of America. Now, the military and the police can wake up, say no, speak out, or you can sign your own death warrant politically and economically and spiritually and go along with this. I mean, why would anyone want to sign on to offshore banks that want to desolate us economically? We're going to go to your phone calls when we come back, and then coming up, Mark Faber, Fed could QE up to $1 trillion a month. Of course they will. That'll have, and then sign the debt on to you. They get the money, you pay the debt. Of course they will. The armored troops are standing by if you don't like it. Marketplace, where people buy compulsory insurance with other people's money. We're going to break it all down coming up after your phone call. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Is it getting better? Are
do you feel the same?
By the way, I knew this would happen.
Will it make you?
There's an article up on GrudgeReport.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. We haven't gotten into the big diversion, but it is pretty sad. The Obamacare woman collapsing and Obama saving her, and now she'll get her health care. I mean, just completely zombie-like, his supporters. In fact, can we play that video here in a moment after we take calls? Because it just encapsulates the zombiosis of these people. But now Democrats are warming to the delay, as I knew they would. They're warming to it. They're warming, like when the pimp breaks, you know, one of his prostitute's nose. She begs and warms to it. Then he just takes a coat hanger and beats her in the face with it, beats her on the head with it, and then roundhouse kicks her, and then she just crawls around the ground bleeding, begging, "Baby, I'm sorry, baby." And he just stomps on her again, and she begs, "Oh, please." I mean, that's the Democrats. I'm sorry. This is so pathetic. You look at the Democrats on that stage, they're all shuffling around, look like zombies. And then they're just like collapsing and stuff. That woman looks like, look at her. She's like a zombie. She had to laugh. It's so sick. What has this country turned to? Go ahead and play the clip. And then I'll go to the calls. Oh, my goodness. This is just getting too ridiculous.
To free families from the pervasive fear that one illness.
There you go. You're okay. I'm right here.
Yeah. Look at her. She's like, duh.
This happens when I talk too long.
Oh, my gosh. This kind of, I mean, just look at the lemming-like look of all those other people. Come with us, dear, to the euthanasia center. It's all right. She got a little too much bromine and fluoride. You know, Obama didn't get any of that. He loves you so much. Oh, man, he wants to help you, let me tell you. I'm always talking to folks. You know, they did tens of thousands of major secret testing, and in some cases, thousands of people got sick or died per program. And folks go, yeah, but they don't do that now. And I'm like, oh, no, the government's just 10 times more evil now. There's nothing going on. Is that why the public cancer rates are up 3,000%? The average person can't talk now? And they're all up on the stage going, ooh. I mean, not even knowing what planet they're on. And I laugh because it's gallows humor, folks. I am completely freaked out. And I never got to this yesterday. They go, hey, did you see the woman collapse? And I was like, no, cue it up. And I never watched it until after the show. But I said on the show, I said, I bet she looks like some zombie. And then they had the zombie on Piers Morgan last night. Because I was in a restaurant after we went out shooting with McAfee, and I saw it on the screen. And like, here's this guy with like 350,000 viewers now. It was 2 million when he took it over. Larry King had like 10 million a decade ago. But everyone, it's still like, oh, that's the big media, Piers Morgan. A butt-naked emperor, the emperor's new clothes, a total hoax, but then he gets every big guest. Michael Hastings' wife goes on there. Everybody does. But it doesn't matter what they do. Then the zombie goes on, so I had him turn the TV up. And she was just thanking Obama, saying, just like he reached out and saved me, just like he saved me, Obamacare saved me because I have diabetes. Yeah, no one told this woman vaccines burn out your pancreas. No one told her that corn syrup does it. No one told them fluoride does it. No one. No one's going to tell her. They're all just going to hold her. And here you go, honey cakes. And then you look at how helpless the other Democrats are. I mean, they're just a bunch of well-meaning moron. They're like children. They're like five-year-olds. Like I said, getting in the car with the man that goes, candy. And the five-year-old says, mommy says no. And they go, puppy, puppy, puppy. Your phone calls are coming up back in 1 minute. Obama has a pet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.